USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's social spending bill hit a snag from Democrat Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia on Monday.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill until there is greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people. Every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but the entire country.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
30 states are holding some form of elections today. Governors, mayors, and local issues will be on the ballots. We'll keep you posted on the results as they come in. We are USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia was hit with four fines on Monday for failing to comply with House rules on wearing a face mask. House members are fined $500 for the first time they break the House pandemic rule, and $2,500 is taken from their $174,000 congressional paycheck each time they commit the offense thereafter. Greene has been cited at least seven times. A suspended principal from Buffalo, New York, on paid administrative leave since 2017, raked in $606,000 for the past 4 years, and the district has yet to hold a hearing on the effort to fire her. Crystal Bowling Barton, the former principal at McKinley High School, was accused of misappropriating about $10,000 over a 3-year span. No criminal charges were ever filed, and she continues to be paid. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. The Atlanta Braves lead the series over the Houston Astros 3-2. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
30 states across America are holding elections today. One of the most watched races is the one for governor in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is facing Republican Glenn Youngkin. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tells Fox News his Republican point of view.
If Youngkin wins, this is an earthquake. If Youngkin almost wins, it's an interesting tremor, but it's not going to shake things up. I hope that the Republican National Committee has already lined up a commercial, because Kamala Harris comes into Virginia and says, you know, if Youngkin wins, that tells you we're going to lose in 22 and we're going to lose in 24. Well, if he does win, as I think he will, I hope that by Thursday we have an ad that says Kamala Harris was right. Youngkin won. Goodbye, Democrats. I think they will panic. I think most of the socialist big government program is going to actually be stopped in its tracks, and you're going to see the Democrats in the Congress start biting each other and in a real sense of fear, because this is the beginning of a tidal wave.
More than 100 world leaders representing over 85% of the world's forests pledged to halt deforestation over the next decade. The announcement came Tuesday at the 26th Conference of Parties. That's the United Nations Climate Summit underway in Glasgow, Scotland. The announcement included Brazil, which is home of the Amazon rainforest, as well as Canada, Russia, Norway, Colombia, and Indonesia. The United States also signed on to the agreement, which was backed by $12 billion in public funds. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.